Dr. Schneer dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Charles Simmons. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 12-20-22, Mr. Simmons performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to prior study dated 8-25-22, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Marie Bellamy. This goes to Natasha Anderson, comma, RNP. On 12-20-22, Mrs. Bellamy performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Brown. This goes to Dr. Carnahan. On 12-20-22, Mr. Brown performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-16-22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next is a six-minute walk test on Terry, T-E-R-I, Kaysen, C-A-I-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Bokuk. On 12-20-22, Mrs. Kaysen performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 94%, period. After walking 265 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation remained 94%, period. She did complain of hip pain during the walk, period, of paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on George Ann Wiggin. This goes to Dr. Sawyer. On 12-20-22, Mrs. Wiggin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-9-22, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Frank Nicoletti. This goes to Dr. Luneau, L-U-N-E-A-U. On 12-20-22, Mr. Nicoletti performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a mild impairment in flow rates, period. After bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity normalized without any significant change in flow rates, period. Paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component, period. Next, six-minute walk test on Frank Nicoletti. This goes to Dr. Scott Luneau, L-U-N-E-A-U. On 12-20-22, Mr. Nicoletti performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 464 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 93%, period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.